This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now it is time to Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Elgin in Freeport. Elgin writes, I invited a woman to my house for dinner and she brought a duffel bag. She said she had her pajamas and her toiletries. I wanted to have sex, but I didn't want her to spend the night. How do I keep my other women from assuming this is cool? Oh, okay. Not woman, women.
Well, that's see, plural. How do you keep your other women from thinking this is cool? So far, according to this letter, she the only one that done that. Now, unless you record all your activities, and now they go, wait, why is she spending the night? Why she got a duffel bag? Unless you telling them, I don't know how they gonna find out. But dog, you got to start, you know, you got to have some rules. Mm-hmm. You know,
like
if you gonna be a player.
This is dinner.
Like, you know, by 11, one, you got to be gone. You know, I don't.
Yawning and stuff.
You've got to have your partner call with an emergency. You've got to use that homie, that your wingman got to have the emergency call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Elgin.
Okay, sit down.
Moving
Double
on.
Bag, to... spending the night, waking up. No.
It's morning.
But it's just dinner, though.
Yeah, you ain't.
Yeah. Well, I still got Elgin's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know an Elgin.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Simone in Duluth. Simone writes, my husband saw racy text messages that I sent to a guy I just met. He called the guy a few times, but the guy didn't answer. The guy said I was careless, so he's telling my husband everything if he calls him again. What kind of man would do that?
Is this a dude she's seeing?
She just met this guy, and she sent him, you know, they were sexting, I guess. She sent him some racy text messages, she said.
And he gonna tell the husband.
Yeah, her husband.
Because the husband keeps calling him. The husband keeps calling him. But he won't answer, but he said the next time the husband calls, he's gonna tell him everything.
Okay,
hello.
The husband better not call me no more now, I'm telling you.
Telling you, right?
But dog, do you understand the can you finna open? Because why he calling you? See, understand something now. When he calling you, he trying to get at you for some information. So when you confirm this information, you may be giving him just the ammunition and the evidence he need to come do what he go. Because he going to do something to you. See, if he wasn't studying you, he'd be just talking to his wife. But he trying to get it. You answer that phone if you want to and tell him everything. You stupid ass. How dumb are you?
Yeah.
Boy, let me tell you something, man. Yeah, and then she did this and she did that. Okay, cool. Cool. I'm telling you, man, you, bruh.
Not a good look.
He gonna get his ass whipped regardless, dude.
But the ammunition.
But this woman wrote the letter. What kind of man does that? You know, y'all, they different now, lady. I don't know what to tell you. Y'all got different crew going on here.
Yeah, what kind of wife does that?
Yeah, I don't know what you talking. What kind of man do this? What kind of wife do this? What kind of? But then, you know what? That goes back to that sermon I saw Bishop Brunner. He said something. Stop being around people who act as victims in situations and circumstances that they created themselves. Man, that's a crazy
that part,
thing.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes.
I can't believe this happened. You know, they tripping and all this here.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You sexed in a man and you married. Right. Now you want to know, what kind of man do that?
Obviously. That's
we
normal
can't even
to her.
Sex texting. Yeah. And you now you can tell my husband. This
kind
is crazy.
Of does that? Yeah.
Lady, you listening to yourself?
She's outraged.
Yeah.
The knife. All right.
This is just crazy.
Moving on to Ryan in Miami. Ryan says, I've been dating a woman for a month. I had no idea she had a weave. She met me out for drinks and her hair looked very different. Am I supposed to ask about hair up front? What?
Bro, you just what? Found out she got a weave. So what? Is she a cool person? Is she great people? You know, women do stuff with their hair. They're going to change their hair a lot.
Yeah. Part of the fun of being a girl.
Yeah.
You get to do stuff like that.
You can't just ask, though, is that your hair? I mean, you can't just ask that.
It is. Sure. Yes. Yeah. It's my hair.
Can I run my fingers through it? I mean,
sure. You can run it through it.
Yeah. Can I run mine
now.
Through yours, bald man?
All right. It's my hair if I bought it. It's
my hair
got
if
the
I bought
receipts.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever. Any more questions?
Yeah. No, I guess not.
He
it was a Stowe's hair when it was in the bag, but once you put it on my head and attach it,
then it's mine. Then I own it.
Yeah.
Obviously,
she doesn't
like weed.
I can't know that, though, that it's not your natural.
You know, for somebody that ain't got no hair, you got a lot of
just, come on.
Most people, you must have a concern about most people then, because most people.
I'm just saying, I don't want to come home and hang my head up and she's hanging her hair right next to it. I want to know what's going on. You need to tell me ahead of time.
And if she does, so what? So what?
Ah, who is that?
My hair.
Yeah, she just wants a change. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Chloe in Tacoma. Chloe writes, I hired movers, and one of the movers was an ex-boyfriend. He asked me out for old time's sake. I told him that I was too busy only because I thought he was broke. As he left, he told me that he owns the company and the truck, and it was a test to see if I'm still a gold digger. I feel bad. Should I call and fix this?
No, too late. You're a gold digger. You didn't want the man because you thought he just worked at the moving company. Now, when he called and he told you that he owned it and that's his truck, now you want to call and fix this. Call and fix it. He said it was just a test, and you failed the test. Now, okay, but now, what is your phone call fitting to be, though? What? You know what?
What you gonna say?
You right. You know, I did think you was just a worker, but now that I know you own it, hey, what's going on with you? Oh, okay. See, I don't know how you fix it. Unless you just say, hey, look, let me make it up to you. I'm going to sleep with you right now because I don't
What? That's
all
the only
got.
Option?
That's all you got that, going in. And then that's, you know, then it'll be over. That'll be the world's greatest apology. And then it'll be over. With. That's all you got.
Not
I don't see
work.
No way of fixing this one.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.